The words chosen for this morning are found in Psalm 46, selected verses. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be moved and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in her midst. She will not be moved. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. In Jesus Christ, our rock and fortress, dear fellow redeemed, in this Reformation tide. God is our fortress and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Those words are filled with comfort and hope for God's people in every age. When I think of those words, God is our refuge, reminds me of the Wartburg Schloss, or castle, in Germany, where Luther was taken for shelter after the Diet of Worms in 1521. As you drive north and then mainly east on the Autobahn out of Frankfurt, if you're on the right road, and the Schmelings aren't always on the right road, but if you're on the right road going east, the landscape is pretty flat, and then maybe some rolling hills, and then all of a sudden, a virtual mountain appears, and on the top of it, you see the Wartburg. It appears impregnable. In the Middle Ages, peasant farmers ran there for shelter when enemy armies attacked. Behind those great walls, they were safe from the arrows and darts of Viking invaders and barbarian swords. In the same way, Jesus, our Emmanuel, our God with us, is our shelter, our refuge in all the stormy blasts and outrageous fortune of this earthly life. Possibly the Wartburg inspired Luther's great battle hymn of the Reformation, Ein feste Burg ist unser Gott, which is based on this psalm. A mighty fortress is our God, a castle strong is he. We're in need of his refuge today. There's plenty of conflicts in the life of each and every one of us here that fills us with fear and dismay. One individual on this campus may feel completely alone. It seems like people could care less about me, and they only talk to me to cut me down. Another is consumed by the workload. I can't take the pressure. I can't even think straight. Another has broken up with someone that he or she thought that they couldn't live without, and now their heart is breaking. Another is drowning in the economic problems that we're facing today, and there seems like there's no way out. All of us here feel the crushing weight of our sins again and again, and it appears that we're doomed on our own, no question about it. And then there are even some here who are being ripped apart by the sickness, terminal illness, and death of those most near and dear. Regardless of the burden that you're carrying today, you can find refuge in the Lord, our rock and our fortress. He's a cave. He's like a cave on a side of a mountain that we can run to and find hiding in all the problems of life. He's the rock of ages, cleft for me. We can fly like a dove and hide in the cleft of the rock, as Gerhardt says in his prayer, that is, find refuge in the wounds of the Lord Jesus until the just anger of God is past It's like we pray in the beautiful old communion prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, now unite yourself with me so that I remain in you and you in me ever undivided. May your holy body, Lord Jesus Christ, nourish me. Your rose-colored blood quench me. Your bitter suffering and death strengthen me. In your holy wounds hide me, that I never be separated from you. In the true faith, keep me. Protect me from the old evil foe, so that finally I and all the elect may sing your praises for all eternity. We're in need of refuge, every one of us. And that refuge, the psalmist says, flows to us today from the fountain in the city of God, the church, the wounded side of our Lord. That fountain and river is Christ and his redemptive work. He is the rock of ages, cleft for me, providing the double cure. That double cure was so often forgotten in the Reformation period. It was God, through his servant, Luther, who restored true biblical doctrine, which had long been a hidden treasure. The center of that teaching is the chief article of the faith, justification by faith alone. And that means that we are declared righteous by nothing that we do or accomplish, but alone on the basis of Christ's redemptive work, which is counted as ours through faith or trust in Jesus as the Savior. He accomplished that salvation for all on the cross, and he announces it to all by his glorious resurrection, declaring the whole world, every one of us, not guilty. And that treasure is brought to you today, right now, through the means of grace. It is being offered to you through the word preached. It's being placed in your laps, and it is received by faith alone in the Savior, which has worked through those means of grace. The means of grace are that river which makes glad the city of God. The central article of the faith that Christ did all for our salvation is the only thing that's going to give comfort and peace for you in the struggles that you face right now and in the hour of your death. The psalmist ends this psalm by saying, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. In Christ, God is indeed with men. Jesus, our Emmanuel, is our rock and our salvation, our hiding place in every struggle. In his wounds, we are secure. And from his wounded side, there flows to you today the blood and the water. The water of baptism, the blood of communion, and his word, which is spirit and life. Through those means of grace, he gives each of us today, the strength to go forward, to face the present conflicts, and be assured that the Lord is right at our side. In this Reformation tide, we thank God for Martin Luther, Martin Chemnitz, and Johann Gerhardt, and all the other great heroes of faith, through whom God has preserved to us the teaching of Scripture in its truth and purity. God forbid that it should again become a hidden treasure, as we sang in the hymn, by our neglect. Rather, may we boldly confess the Savior and his redemptive work, Jesus Christ, and him crucified, that Jesus is your refuge and stay, a very present help in time of trouble. A mighty fortress is our God, a castle strong as he. Amen. Let us arise. We pray. O God, our refuge and strength, our ever-present help in trouble, where else can we look for strength and courage? O Jesus, precious Savior, conqueror of sin, death, and the devil, let your word of truth and love speak courage to our troubled hearts. We are yours. What can man do to us? O God, O Lord, O God, O Lord, thy holy word was long a hidden treasure, till to its place it was restored by grace in fullest measure. For this today our thanks we say, and gladly glorify thee, thy mercy show, and grace bestow on all who still deny thee. Amen. We continue with the hymn.
Gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you.